Former NEA manager Donna Vukic has already paid back $405,000, which covered funds that were misspent back to 2013. NEA now has a completed forensic audit of its books back further, but according to current manager Diane King, Vukic has taken issue with the amount NEA says she owes.
We did finish some information back to 2010 to 2013, and the total amount was sent to Donna to let her know that that was what we found was owed to NEA. And then we received an email from her saying that there was a discrepancy as far as she was concerned.
Really?
And so at this time, without knowing what the details are of the discrepancy, I can't really come tell you what kind of a number is out there.
King was speaking at NEA's monthly board meeting Monday night. Several members attended, hoping for more answers. Vukic managed NEA for almost two decades, working her way to the top post for many years of prior employment with the electric co-op. She retired in March, just as her successor and an independent audit were turning up what appeared to be misspent funds. The board now has a good sense of how much money Vukic took, at least to 2010, and how she took it. But the board's attorney, Andrew Fierro, still recommended holding off making that public for now.
In the effort to try to get full 100% restitution, which is the goal, and which I do believe is possible, we need to proceed in the manner that we're doing, even though it's taking what might seem to the general membership to be an inordinate amount of time. But it's really the only way that really makes sense.
What the Naknek Electric Association now says for certain is that Vukic was responsible, and in their email conversations with her, they say she has clearly admitted to wrongdoing. Members have voiced their strong desire to see the matter turned over to the state for criminal prosecution. Fierro's recommendation to the board is still to hold off on that, too.
Here's the problem. We're doing a forensic accounting, okay? We're trying to go back as many years as possible, and it is a very slow, painstaking type of procedure to do that. If you, at this point, turn the matter over to law enforcement, any cooperation that we would expect to get, we're going to lose completely.
The issue Vukic apparently took issue with is how much NEA says she embezzled between 2010 and 2013, an amount determined from the recent audit. NEA says its amount was higher than Vukic would agree to. Board Chair Nancy Morris-Lyon answered a member's question about whether Vukic was calling the shots.
It doesn't mean we have to accept that, and we don't plan on it. They'll have to be proven. So don't think that by her saying that, we're just rolling over.
NEA now says it has oversight on employee spending that will prevent the misuse of money in the future. The board, the membership, and independent auditors were all caught off guard by the actions of the longtime manager who was a longtime member of the Bristol Bay community. NEA has alluded to a pattern of unauthorized purchases, some online, that happened over several years and went unnoticed till earlier this year, just before Vukic retired. Morris-Lyon reiterated the board's desire to eventually publicize just exactly what went wrong.
As I've said before, too, I certainly hope that this turns into a great learning experience.
It's believed that Vukic has been in her husband's home country of Croatia since late spring or early summer. NEA has been in email contact with her while negotiations are underway. Whether she'll face criminal charges is still unclear, as is whether she'll ever come back home to Naknek. NEA says it will continue to audit the books as far back as necessary. To date, $405,000 has been paid back. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.